We're starting time. Because yesterday we said, actually, in Gozer, very interesting, because that's what it comes into. The Malachim in our Torah of Gozer, the Chorah, is where a person takes something off in order he wants it. Now, Baruch Hashem, I looked for your kashi, you asked. It's a very good test, actually. I'm very happy with your kashi yesterday. I was thinking about your kashi a long time. I didn't know an answer, but it's Baruch Hashem, today I found an answer. Let me just get my paper out. And so what you said yesterday, so we can recap what we did yesterday. Yesterday we said that the Mishkan, what was the Melachah Gozer? The Mishkan, the Melachah was that you cut the wool. You had to make, one of the Urias was wool, so you had to cut wool off the animal. Cut it off, yeah? And that is the Melachah of Gozer. That's where we learn it out from. That's the Melachah of Gozer. So we said that the Issur Min HaTorah of Gozer is where you want the shearing. You want what you take off. Well, I was trying to think where else you could have that. And I said, we know wood is like that. I don't know where else you're going to shear and you're going to want the wool that you can't take off. You're going to want the thing that you want off. Ah, Namosha, I don't know. Namosha, someone cuts hair off to make a shaitel. A woman wants to make a shaitel from her human hair. So she cuts her hair off in order to make a shaitel from her human hair. So she wants the hair. That would be an Issur Min HaTorah. Any other examples of an Issur Min HaTorah? It's not so easy. This is not so easy, yeah? An Issur Min HaTorah. What we did say was the problem, and I've looked at this thing, is the Shulchan Aruch says that any cutting off is a problem, Issur Min HaTorah. That's the Shulchan Aruch over here in Shin Mem. And that's this case, mamish of hairs, actually. The Machabesh says, this case, if a person pulls hairs out of his hair, also a little sa'or of oitzipono, baby yad, baby kedi. A person mustn't cut hair or nails with his hands or with a kedi. And Mishpah says, with his hands would be an Issur Rabbanon, with a kedi would be an Issur Min HaTorah. Bein la'as and bein la'achem. The Machabesh says, v'chayim al shtei saris. You're chayim for two hairs. So we meant, that's a shear. A lot of these malachas have got a shear, she ordered to it. Maestro, Mishmur said, don't make that difference because chatzi shear is also awesome, anyways, even one is a problem. But you don't get malchus, or you don't get the Mises best, it was only when there's a shear. The mashallah, it could be a greater, there's a certain shearing you need for malachas. That's what we call it. So it says, Yechayef, right? There'll be a loch, a big kasha over here, that the chayef is a malacha shein tzrichah l'gufa. That here, when a person pulls the hair out of his hair, or he cuts his nails, he's not using that item which he's taken off. Agreed? So he says the Chometz Chayim got a big problem to be halacha. The Chometz and Malacha Shein Tzvi Halakuf, he shouldn't be chayav for. So he says many Rishonim actually learn that actually this is not the halacha. You wouldn't be chayav in such a case. He's not happy with this, and he brings what we said yesterday, the Rivosh. The Rivosh says that in the Mishkan, they did a different sort of gozer as well. They had the skin, the leather, which they had to take the feathers off, whatever. And that was to smooth out the item you're taking off, to make it look nice, what you're taking off, even though you're not using the item you take off, but the item that you've taken off is improved. So the marshal, someone has a haircut, and he now looks nice and handsome, looks nice and well-groomed. Or the marshal, he has a beard cut, looks nice and is well-groomed. So he's made a yapa de goof, he's made the body look nicer. That, says the Chometz Chaim, a shame the Rivosh is chiddush, that's also awesome material. Many Rishonim disagree with the Rivosh though. So I had to swear, your kasha, the Chori's got a big rye for the Mishkan. That they took off, they're talking about, I don't know what it is, maybe you can help me out. The Tosfos says, the Rivosh says that where was the Min HaTorah? The Oiros Elim. The Oiros of the rams. And they took that off. So the Korban the Sanala says, that Tosfos says, this whole Gemara, and you go to Lachim, you're going to go for his Chayv. If you hold Potter, you won't be Chayv. The Rivosh has got a rye from this skin. So the Korban HaSan says, who said they didn't use the hairs? From the alien. Where do you know they didn't use it?
It's not wool.
Maybe they used it for something. Who said they didn't use it for something? He says the whole rye of the Rivosh falls away. The Rivosh says, from here you see that Bimi Yapet, the skin, is also an Issur Min HaTorah. That's how the Rivosh learns. And he's got a whole now Kiddush, the Rivosh, that if a person has a haircut, or a person has his nails cut to make it look nice, that'd be an Issur Min HaTorah. And many other Rishonim, the mice don't take on like that. They hold that's not enough to be chayav for. They hold it has to be you want what you take off. The mice of the Chometz Chaim takes on like the Rivosh. We are machmir for this. Most Rishonim hold like the Rivosh, it looks like. Many Achronim take on like this, that as long as you're improving the item you take off, that's also an Issur of Gozer. So in that case there, so taking a haircut or taking a nail cut, when a person wants to look nice, that is a problem. If a person takes a hair out just he's playing around. He pulls it. Yeah, he's just playing. He pulls it out, and he cuts his nail. He plays with his nail. And he cuts the nail off. He's not done an Issa min HaTorah. He's done an Issa min Rabbanon. So he hasn't gained much from it. He's still Osir. It's Osir min Rabbanon to do something. Yeah, both those cases are Osir, but it's just get down to Issa min Rabbanon. So coming back to that case, which I said to you at the beginning of the share, which is an interesting story, says you someone just asked me that his little child was playing with a little motor, and the motor got caught in his hair, and it was swirling around, and his hair got caught in the motor. The mice, it stopped, but it was very painful for the child. The child was very, very painful. So he wanted to know what he could do. The mice, the best thing is to get a goy to cut it off. He said, the mice, the child was in a lot of pain. I'm not saying anything to the mice. It could be that to cut it off in such a case is mutter, because it's an Issa d'rabbanon, yeah? Why is it an Issa d'rabbanon? Because you don't want the hair. You're not being miyapi the guf. The body looks very nice as it is. You're not doing anything for the body. It's just an Issa d'rabbanon. But mokum choli kona guf, maybe, what?
A little worse,
yeah, I'm not sure. I have to think about it. I'm not sure. It's an interesting point. The Ramesh decided he didn't know we were doing goyzers. He said, come to the Shia. I said to him, you should come to the Shia. But the Maisa, it's an interesting point, actually. Okay, yeah? That's what we said yesterday. Okay, so all these things are problematic. Cutting nails, all these things, yeah? And I say, even doesn't help, no. Even all this is really boring. Someone bites his nails, for example. That's not a normal way of cutting nails. You know, a lot of people do it. That's not a normal way of cutting nails. It's ostomy drop on. It's all ostomy drop on. It's a double drop on, actually. Because first of all, you don't use the nail. It doesn't make the body look nice. Okay, if anything, it makes it look worse. So it doesn't look nice. And it's a shinri, so it's two drabonos, it's true, but it doesn't help me. It's still awesome drabon to do, so you can't do that on Shabbos. Yes, you're stuck. I just thought that I was looking at Shulah say from someone, actually. He says an interesting point. Someone asked him, if you see someone biting his nails on Shabbos, are you going to stop him? So we spoke about yesterday that maybe someone on Titus called Ms. Asik. But we said that doesn't work. Ms. Asik doesn't work when it's a habit. A habit doesn't help me, Ms. Asik. The mice, it's a serious problem. Tell them, you know you're biting your nails.
It's not always so.
It's a hard thing to do, and it's easier said than done. But the mice, let's say someone wants to listen to you, you know he's going to listen to you. Should you tell the person that you have to, you know, that biting there is a problematic in Shabbos? Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. That's the bottom. Maybe it's better. Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know what he's saying. What is he showing you? You have to know. Those are all questions one has to know the answer to, but they're good questions. But the chayyim, if the person wants to listen to you, then the chayyim should tell him that biting there is not so simple. Okay, let's move on a little bit today. So that was the first part. We spoke about the hairs on the chicken. We'll leave that for now. I mentioned one point about chicken. We did speak about this yesterday. And that was the shy that we said about taking the hairs off chicken after it's been cooked. Yeah. So I said to you there that many poskim are makel. The mice, they tie in there. It's become very schwach, the hairs of the chicken, once it's been cooked. It's not called a proper kibbol. And everything. I said to you there's a problem with boira, though. There could be a serious problem with boira. Which Lechoy is definitely right. I saw today, someone wants to suggest even Mitzvah Boiris is a problem, because Kiluv, which is round an orange, so the whole thing is surrounded by it. That's a heter of taking off. When you've got a few hairs on a chicken which are there, and the mice of the chicken is really edible as it is, you've got a few hairs that are not very pleasant, who says that falls under the heter of Kiluv? It's an interesting question. It's not poshut. The mice of Moshe and others say that you have got the heter of putting off. Yeah, but only if there's a heter of kiluv. You must take those away from oichel normally. So normally when you've got an orange peel and it surrounds the whole food, so you can't eat it another way, so you've got a head to take the orange peel off. If you've got a few hairs on a chicken, who says that's like kiluv? It's only a very small amount. Maybe that hasn't got the same heter as kiluv. Maybe that could be also to do even some chazula. You would be? Could be. Right, let's come to today's thing. What?
Skin on the chicken.
Skin is like a peel. Yeah, but it's a very major part of it. It covers a big chalik of it. Ramosha held that skin was not boiler. It's called min echod. Yeah. The mice, many people tell it could be different nowadays. Many people are fussy now about skin. A lot of people are fussy about skin, therefore it could be different nowadays. It's health. A lot of people don't like it. The mice also makes a tarubis if you don't want it, for whatever reason it is. I'd like to move on, Rabbi Isaac, because I didn't realize that clock's slow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, we've got to remember. So let's talk about now cutting hair. So cutting hair, we said, was a problem on Shabbos, yeah? To make the person more respected as good as Torah. One doesn't intend, someone just pulls hair out. He's not intending to make the person more nicer. He's done an Issa bon, it's not very good. By the way, I don't know if someone mentioned this yesterday, there's no chiluk in goyzers where the one takes the hair like this, for example, pulls it so it comes out from the root, or one cuts the hair in half. There's no difference. Goyzers is trimming down something which is growing. It makes no difference when you remove the whole thing. Sorry? No, I think it's true. That. There's a rumour that. Is it true? No, there is a rumour like this. And I don't know if it works. It's possible. I don't know. This is a wife. I'm not sure it's a wife's tale.
Yeah.
Probably a man told you she didn't want you to put your hairs up. No. That's probably. It's, I'm not sure what the reason. And they do say that. I've heard this before. It's true. I've heard this before. The mice, Nochemol, so there's no chilek in goyzes. Now, what about if someone's got nits in their hair on Shabbos? Now, nits are very, very tiny eggs from kinnim, from what's it called?
Lice.
From lice.
Lice or the eggs?
Let's talk about both, actually. Let's start with the nits. Let's start with how they start. We haven't got this problem, you see?
No.
Lamaisa, let's say a person's got, someone's got nits in his hair. So what happens now is the nits are very, very, what do you call it? They're little eggs which are stuck very well onto the hair itself on the actual follicle. That's very tightly on, very hard to remove them. Pashtus, to take a comb and comb the hair to get these nits out is a psik ratio that some hair is going to come out.
Is that
Boira
as well?
So that was what we asked yesterday. Someone suggested yesterday, good terms, maybe. It could be that. The mice is not Boira. It's that we can see clearly from Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about pulling out white hair from black hairs. So that was the exception to the rule. Normally, in order to be over goated, you need two hairs to be over Minat Torah. The case where you could be over with one hair is if someone's got a white hair amongst a whole lot of black ones. So then you could be over, that's a very choshma thing, you're over anyone. But, Nachman, that doesn't look like it's Boira. It's a good question why it's not Boira. Someone said yesterday, it's a good terror. It could be that something which is Machubah, it's not shy of Boira, something which is attached to something. Boira is when it's loose. Yeah, you have to think about it, it's an interesting point. Yeah, but while it's there, it's Minecha, it's all joined, and maybe it's all called one min, all the hair together. Could be. The meister, so the problem is to comb the nits out. The chayre is a problem of a psik ratio. The problem is the child or the adult scratching about what can you do?
Yeah.
Now, I must tell you, I couldn't really find Eitzah. I looked around, I couldn't find Eitzah. The only Eitzah I found was Rabbi Ribia. Now, I want to read out what he says. I don't really understand how it works practically, this. Rabbi Ribia's got an interesting suggestion over here. He says what you should do is, let's say that I've made it very long. This is the hair. Let's say this is the hair. It's stuck to the scalp like this, yeah? Right? This is the hair. What he says, you should hold your finger and thumb at the bottom by the root of the hair. And then someone else, hold it tightly. Someone else could take a comb and comb it up. That way it's not a psik ratio kabod, because since you're holding it tight at the bottom to where it's joined onto the scalp, it's not a psik ratio that the hair will pull out.
And be
Yeah, it's very hard. I'm panicking. I'm not sure how you can do it. I must say, maybe, I don't know what it means. I found it. I must say, I don't know.
Long hair.
I must. I read out what he says. Very interesting. He's got such things. Very interesting. I don't know how it works. Maybe he's talking about a girl who's got very long hair. A girl that's got very long hair. What? And this could be anywhere, yeah, but I don't know what I mean. I'm not sure what it's. I'll read out what he says. I think it's because the mice, otherwise, you've got a big problem. I don't know what you can do. These things are very problematic. So he writes, I'll read out what he says here. Combing nits is definitely forbidden. There could be a way of doing it.
Depends what size comb
you use. Yeah, but if you want to get the nits out, you need to make a very thin comb. There's not much point. If you use a normal comb to get it out, you're wasting your time. So it has to be a very thin comb. Now it's come up psik ratio. When a person pulls it out, it's come up psik ratio. What's going to come out. So he says over here, the nits can be carefully removed by hand from individual strands of hair, one at a time. The removal hour must be done gently in a manner that protects them from being pulled or tugged. This can be accomplished by gently grasping the long strand of hair with one thumb and forefinger between the root and the nit. Right at the bottom, you hold it. It's got a picture over here, how you do it. While sliding the nit upwards and out of the hair with a thumbnail and forefinger of another hand or with a comb. So you hold the thing down. This is the scalp. You hold it down. And then, either you do it with your finger, that's not very pleasant, and you just run your finger up the hair, so hopefully you get rid of the nit, or you take a comb. Practically speaking, I find it very hard to do. If it's a lady's got long hair, and she wants to do that, then that would be the Eitzah. If the person's got lice on the hair, you've got the same problem. The only thing is, with lice itself, then you can spray, you can use a spray to kill the lice. Why is that? That's a loch in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Tez Zayin Siches. Very interesting a loch, actually, in Shin Tez Zayin Siches. The Shulchan Aruch says, Siv Tes. Avokin on Mutal Horga. A louse, one's allowed to kill on Shabbos. There's no Issa of Shoichet on a louse. There's a big question why. The Mishnah Berurah brings that over here. The Mishnah Berurah says over here why. No. The Mishnah brings down also Hatam the Machalkinim and Parash Lekinim, a parush, what's it called? A flea. If something is translated that, you can't kill. A louse you can. Says the Mishnah, what's the chiddush? The Chom Lechashal is the Mishkan Yalfin and Lehem. The Yalfin and Mises Kol Balechayim Lechir Mishchitas Eilim or Dom Shoy Mishkan Bishvilo Yisei. They used it for the leather so that you mustn't shecht animals. Lav Dafi Yedei Shechit. It doesn't mean actually shechting it. Who are Dinan Yedei Nechira or Kor. If you kill it in any way, it's a told or whatever it is, you mustn't do that. Kim Shabbat Yedei Nechishon Chayim Amrina Ma Eilim or Dom Shoy Poim Verov. An interesting drosha. It makes a drosha. The only chayim on killing an animal which the animal reproduces. Ma ainish a poem rodim, af kol shapoim rodim, only on things that reproduce. La fuke kina, to exclude a louse, the ainor bor mizoch on a cave, doesn't come from male and female. Now this is a big kasha what this means actually. I mean, unfortunately, many people tell you you've got lice, they multiply by a dozen actually, or a dozen by a hundred. So this is a big kasha what it means. The mice, there are many tirutzim. I'm going to tell you what I think the Mechtam Elio says, I think his terrorist is the Mechtam Elio says that since it's not recognized with the naked eye, it's not called a choshuva reproduction maisa. What happens is not called a choshuva maisa. What happens, and therefore, it's not called be'elei chazal as a poro verov. And therefore, the kids and the halacha stays according to him, and is allowed to kill a lice on Shabbos. Not everyone agrees to this, but the maisa that many possibly do take on like this, that there's no issa of killing kinim on Shabbos. So if someone's got proper kinim in his hair, there's no problem with spraying a spray. And what do you call it to eliminate them? So that would at least kill them over Shabbos. They won't be so scratching.
You have to kill it with your finger.
Yeah, you could take it with your finger and actually kill it. The mice, yeah, if you don't mind doing that. But mice is muksa. What? No, a lice comb is problematic because you're going to pull the hairs out. The lice comb is going to be still problematic in this case here because enochanami, there's no shechita, but you're going to have a problem of putting the hair out. So to use a spray or whatever it is to make it that it won't, what do you call it, it'll die there, that is okay. I'm not sure about actually touching with your fingers. You have to know how it works. It's muksa. I'm not sure how you get around that problem. That's a graf sharia. I don't know. I'm not sure about muksa. I have to think about that. But the problem is, though, to use a shampoo and work out one's hair to a proper washing system, that could be problematic, because any chance, well, Chazal didn't allow a person to do something on Shabbos where it might do schita too. And since a person washes his hair, he puts a whole lot of shampoo in his hair, he makes a whole foam, a lather, it's very likely he'll be over schita in that case. So to make a shampoo mixture and actually do
just
that...
Just like the black and the white,
that's actually clear, actually. That's an interesting halacha. That's hamafale kalof. There's an interesting halacha. Hamafale kalof. If someone says hamafale kalof, that's an interesting halacha. That's clear, this in Shulchan Aruch. Hamafale kalof, if someone clears out his begodim, he's got lice in his begodim, also not very pleasant, he bangs them on the wall or whatever, and all the lice drop out. That's mutter to do. Freit and Shida, what's happened to Boyer over here? So, what's the answer?
I don't think it's just said before.
What?
It's not elucidated.
Well, it is that the louse is losing your hair, but you. No, that's a movable item. That's a, I haven't got either. So on my side, I've got some good news for you, Rabbi Yisai. Can I ask you a question? Are you allowed to wash a plate on Shabbos which is dirty?
Yes.
What happened to Boira? You got a dirty plate, you got full of grease on there. Surah, Boira's mutter the Surah. That's a good head to that one, but it's not so posh as that. What's that? What's that? Oh, why is it not tarubas? So the Maestro, the Forshim say that certain things are not called tarubas. The plate is so choshuv that you can't call dirt on a plate as ma'uruv. The plate is too choshuv for the dirt. It's not called tuminim. You can't call it tuminim. The plate is the main thing. A bit of dirt that doesn't make the plate always plate. It's not called ma'uruv. No one looks at a plate mixed up. Who are din? If someone's got a beged and he's got, what do you call it, he's got lice inside the beged, no one says that it's a mixture here. The beged is much too choshuv to be considered mixed. And therefore, there's no issur boira when one takes out mefale kalov. There's no issur of removing these nits or these what do you call it? These lice from clothes and from hair. That's all mortar. So bekitza, the nits itself are very problematic. I must tell you, I don't know what the head to get for nits is. The only one found is Rabbi Ribi at. I say, practically speaking, I'm not sure how you could do it. I say a girl's got very long hair. Mainly that would work with her, but a young child, something hasn't got such long hair. That the is much more complicated. I don't know what you would do there. You've got a problem. And even the shampoo and the thing and the spray for the nits doesn't really help. It's not really going to help there. For the actual lice itself, again, to comb it, you're going to have the same problem with goiters, because as you comb it, probably the hair's going to pull. You've got a problem with goiters. But But the mice, you can kill it. You can use the powder or the spray. If you use the shampoo, you'll be very careful. It must be a very, very thin mixture. It must not be enough that you could do shechita with.
Alright, wait, we'll stop.
Simcha, I've got a speech. Simcha, I've got a speech.